Our God is a God of surprises. So I like to say he is always up to something. And we see these surprises, especially, I guess, these last few weeks in the Gospels. 2 weeks ago was the woman at the well. She was surprised that he even spoke to her to begin with, that he asked her for water, that he knew all about her life. He surprised her. He surprised his disciples that he was even speaking to a woman in public. He surprised the whole town who ultimately came to believe in him. Last week, it was the man born blind. The Lord certainly surprised him. He sought him out. The blind man was not expecting a miracle. He was not calling out to Jesus himself, expecting him to come. He just came and broke into his life and gave him new sight. And today, again, of course, everyone is surprised. Martha, Mary, the disciples, the crowds, the Pharisees, Lazarus. What a great surprise. To the human eye, to human experience, the situation was hopeless. Jesus was too late. Nothing could be done. This was not a relatively hopeless situation, like maybe other miracles that Jesus had worked. It was completely and categorically hopeless. It was done, finished. That is really the point of saying that Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days. Jews believed after 3 days the soul would leave the body and the body began to decay. Remember Princess Bride, Miracle Max? He brings Wesley back to life, but as we know, Wesley was only mostly dead, not all dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. And even Miracle Max knew if he was all dead, nothing could be done. The gospel's making sure we know Lazarus is all dead, completely dead. It seems to be the reason that Jesus delayed going. His good friend is sick. He could have rushed there. He could have healed him from a distance, as we saw him do with the centurion's servant or the synagogue official's son. He said, "It's done. You can go home. He's healed." But instead, he waits for 2 days. He knows what he is going to do. He's waiting to make sure that there's no other explanation possible. I think sometimes it appears to us that God is not answering our prayers. But God is always at work answering our prayers. No matter the appearances, God has a plan. God is always at work. God is always up to something. And he's always inviting us to trust him, to know that he is there. Suppose Jesus had answered Martha and Mary's request immediately. You know, it could have spared them quite a bit of anxiety, the stress, the grief. But what would it have cost? It would have cost them really a lot of faith. Because now they have a whole new depth of faith in believing in Jesus. He wanted them, he needed them to know that he had power even over life and death itself. And this, of course, is what God wants us to know as well. Not only so that we trust him, ultimately, really with our lives, that we know that there is a resurrection of the dead. There's a life in the world to come. But God wants us to know it here and now as well. I am the resurrection and the life, he tells Martha. Don't you believe this? I'm here now. And the Lord is with us now. And he wants to liberate us. He wants to free us from sin and death, from those things that hold us back and keep us down. He's always calling us forth, calling us to new life. Reflecting on this gospel, Pope Francis said, Jesus calls and Lazarus comes out. He says, this cry is addressed to every human person because we're all marked by death, all of us. Christ is not resigned to the tombs that we have constructed with our choices of evil and death, with our mistakes, with our sins. He is not resigned to this. He invites us, almost orders us to come out from the tombs into which our sins have plunged us. There is no limit to the divine mercy offered to all. The Lord is always ready to take away the tombstone of our sins, which separate us from Him. And I would add, the tombstones of our sins that separate us from Him, and any and every situation, especially those that seem hopeless to us, that especially in those we should hear the voice of the Lord calling out to us. We're not trapped. Whatever situation or circumstance or relationship seems a mess, impossible, it's just the way it is. Whatever sin we've prayed and prayed and prayed to overcome, whatever, this is just the way I am. He wants us to never lose hope. He promises to be with us, to fulfill the promise he made through the prophet Ezekiel we heard in the first reading. I will put my spirit in you. I have promised and I will do it. And wherever the Lord's spirit is, there is new life. God is always at work, whether we see it or not. And the one who raised Lazarus from the dead will transform our impossible situations and bring us to new life as well.